Chapter 2. February. Valentine's Day Blues. Wednesday, the 1st of February. Weight, 9 stone. Alcohol units, 9. Cigarettes, 28. Calories, 3,826. On Sunday, I went for lunch at my parents' house. My mother had just returned from a week's holiday in Portugal with Una Alconbury. When I was about to leave, my dad came out to the garage. "Have you noticed anything unusual about your mother?" he asked. "No," I replied, "except that she looks very well after her holiday." I found out from Perpetua that Daniel's gone to New York. He's probably got a cool American girlfriend there. I have to go to a dinner party tonight at the house of my married friends, Magda and Jeremy. Most of their friends are other married couples. I call them the smug marrieds, because they think their lives are better than those of single people. 11:45 p.m. Oh, God! The party was me, 4 married couples, and Jeremy's brother. He's awful, fat with a red face.
"So," shouted Jeremy's friend Cosmo, "how's your love life?"
"Yes! Why aren't you married yet, Bridget?" said Cosmo's wife, Wony.
"Because I don't want to be like you, you fat, boring Sloane cow," I thought.
"It's very difficult to find a good husband once you get past a certain age," said another friend of Jeremy's.
"Exactly. All the decent men have been taken," said Cosmo. "My office is full of single girls over 30 who can't get a boyfriend."
"Sorry about those people," said Magda later, who knew how embarrassed I was feeling. "Will you be okay getting home?"
"Do you want a lift?" said Jeremy's brother.
"Actually, I'm going on to a nightclub," I said happily, hurrying out into the street.
"Thanks for a super evening."
Then I got into a taxi and burst into tears. Sunday, the 5th of February. Daniel still hasn't been in touch. There's only a week to go until Valentine's Day. I'm sure I won't get any cards. I think I'll go and see Mum and Dad again. I'll feel like a caring angel and won't think about Daniel. I'm worried about Dad. 2 p.m. I rang Dad, but his voice sounded very strange.
"Bridget, look. Your mother and I are having some problems. Can we ring you later in the week?"
"Problems? What problems?" But Dad wouldn't tell me anything more. Monday, the 6th of February. Weight, 8 stone 12. Internal weight has completely vanished. Mystery. Alcohol units, 1. Cigarettes, 9. Calories, 1,800. "Daniel will be back from New York today. I shall be very cool. I'm not going to send him any messages or take any notice of him." 9:30 a.m. Daniel does not seem to be here yet. 9:36 a.m. Oh, God. Oh, God. Maybe Daniel's fallen in love with someone in New York. Or gone to Las Vegas and got married. 10:05 a.m. I saw Daniel standing at the photocopier with Simon from marketing. He looked very well and healthy. As I passed, he looked at my skirt and gave me a huge grin. 10:30 a.m. New mail flashed up on my screen. Message Jones. Unfriendly cow. Cleve. I laughed, but I'm not going to send him a message back. 10:35 a.m. It seems rude not to reply, though. 10:47 a.m. I'll just send him a tiny, friendly little message. 10 p.m. Daniel and I messaged each other all day, but there is no way I'm going to sleep with him. I called Mum and Dad again tonight, but no one answered. It's very weird. Thursday, the 9th of February. Weight, 9 stone 2. Alcohol units, 4. Cigarettes, 12. Calories, 2,845. I need extra fat because it's winter and I'm very cold. 9 p.m. It's snowing! I like this winter weather. This is the third time I've called Mum and Dad this week and got no reply. 9:15 p.m. I just called Mum and Dad, letting the phone ring 20 times. Finally, Mum answered, sounding very strange, and saying she couldn't talk now but would call me at the weekend. Saturday, the 11th of February. Weight, 8 stone 13. Alcohol units, 4. Cigarettes, 18. Calories, 1,467. My dad left a message on my answer phone asking if I would meet him for lunch on Sunday. I was very shocked. My dad never comes to London on Sundays. I went out to the shop round the corner. When I got back, there was a message on my answer phone from Mum. She is also coming for lunch tomorrow. Sunday, the 12th of February. Weight, 8 stone 13. Alcohol units, 5. Cigarettes, 23, not surprising. Calories, 1,647. 11 a.m. Oh, God! I can't have them both coming for lunch! 12:05 p.m. Mum called. I told her that Dad was coming for lunch.
Let him come then, she said. I'll be all right here on my own.
At 2 o'clock, Dad arrived. He sat down on the sofa and started to cry.
She's been like this ever since she went to Portugal with Una, he said, wiping his cheek. When she got back, she said she wanted to be paid for doing the housework, and she'd wasted her life being our servant.
Monday, the 13th of February.
Oh, God, tomorrow is February the 14th, Valentine's Day.
But everyone knows romance does not work. Valentine's Day has no meaning. It's just a commercial occasion when companies which produce cards and chocolates make lots of money. I don't care about it. It's silly. Tuesday, the 14th of February. 8 a.m.
Oh, good. It's Valentine's Day. I wonder if the post has come yet.
Maybe there will be a card from Daniel. There was a bunch of roses in the hallway. I rushed down and picked them up. Then Vanessa, the girl who lives in the flat downstairs, came out.
Ooh, they look nice, she said. Who are they from?
I don't know, I said, looking down at the card.
Ah, they're for you. I got into the office to find that Perpetua had a huge bunch of flowers on her desk from her boyfriend Hugo.
How many Valentines did you get, Bridget? She shouted in a loud voice.
Valentine's Day is silly and doesn't mean anything, I replied. It's just a commercial occasion. Just then, I noticed Daniel across the room. He was listening to us and laughing. Wednesday, the 15th of February. I had an unexpected surprise. I was just leaving my flat for work when I noticed there was a pink envelope on the hall table. A late Valentine, which said, "To the dark beauty." For a moment, I was excited, imagining it was for me. Then I remembered that Vanessa is dark-haired. 9 p.m. I just got back and the card is still there. 10 p.m. It's still there. 11 p.m. I can't believe it. The card is still there. Thursday, the 16th of February. Weight, 8 stone 12. Weight loss because I was going up and down the stairs. Alcohol units, 0. Excellent. Cigarettes, 5. Calories, 2,452. The card is still there. Vanessa and I are both too polite to take it. Friday, the 17th of February. Weight, 8 stone 12. Alcohol units, 1. Cigarettes, 2. Calories, 3,241. Checks on card, 12. 9 a.m. The card is still there. 9 p.m. It's still there. 9:30 p.m. It's still there. I knocked on Vanessa's door. I think this must be for you, I said, holding out the card. Oh, I thought it must be for you, she said. We opened the card. Inside it said, A piece of silly and meaningless commercialism for my darling little unfriendly cow. I gave a scream of excitement. Daniel had sent me a Valentine's card. Saturday, the 18th of February. Weight, 9 stone. Alcohol units, 4. Cigarettes, 6. Calories, 2,746. Correct lottery numbers, 2. At last, I found out what the problem is with Mum and Dad. Today, Mum asked me to meet her for lunch in a department store. I asked her if she was seeing someone else. No, there's no one else, she said, staring into the distance. But when your father retired, I realised that I've spent 35 years running his home and looking after him. You only get one life. I'm going to start looking after myself now. I went to pay the bill. Then I noticed a tall man with grey hair and a leather jacket. He was looking into the cafe and tapping his watch. I turned round and saw my mother mouthing him the words, I won't be very long. After we said goodbye, I followed Mum. Soon she was in the perfume department with the grey-haired man trying different perfumes. She was holding the bottles of perfume up for him to smell and laughing like a girl. Sunday, the 19th of February. Weight, 8 stone 13, only because of worry. Alcohol units, 2. Cigarettes, 7. Calories, 2,100. I called Mum to ask her about the man I saw her with.
Oh, you must mean Julio, she said in a nervous voice.
I had never heard of this Julio before. I guessed that she had met him in Portugal before the trouble with Dad. I guessed that Julio was the reason for the trouble with Dad. I asked Mum if this was true.
You're becoming very suspicious, darling, she said. Julio? Aha! Is only a friend. I just need some space.
She then told me that, to give her space, Dad is moving into the Elkenbury's flat at the bottom of their garden. Tuesday, the 21st of February. I'm very tired. Dad has started ringing up in the night, just to talk. Wednesday, the 22nd of February. Weight, 9 stone. Alcohol units, 2. Cigarettes, 19. Fat units, 8. I have been so busy worrying about Mum and Dad, and so tired from Dad's phone calls, that I have not taken very much notice of Daniel. As a result, he has paid me a lot of attention. Thursday, the 23rd of February. Weight, 8 stone 13.
Alcohol units, 2. Cigarettes, 17. I'm nervous about tomorrow. Calories, 775. 8 p.m. Daniel has asked me to have dinner with him tomorrow.
Yes!
Saturday the 25th of February. Weight, 8 stone 10. Sex is good for losing weight. Alcohol units, 0. Cigarettes, 0. Calories, 200. The secret of not eating is to replace food with sex. 6 p.m.
I'm so happy. I've spent the day in a lovely dream. I had a wonderful, sexy night with Daniel last night. But I'm beginning to feel worried. What's going to happen now?
Suddenly, I realise I'm waiting for the phone again. 11 p.m.
Oh, God. Why hasn't Daniel rung? Are we going out now or what?
Sunday the 26th of February. Weight, 9 stone. Alcohol units, 5. Cigarettes, 23. Calories, 3,856. To try and forget how unhappy I am. I awoke, alone, to find myself imagining my mother with Julio. I felt full of jealousy about being in bed alone on Sunday morning, while my mother is probably having a lot of fun.